It is January the 26th. Basically, nothing to talk about, but we'll do a show anyway. One game should be very quick, then I'll let you get back to the NFL. This is the Sunday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blind, yeah. I do it, say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume fantasy basketball content. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Not much to talk about. One game. This is going to be a very quick show. And actually not much in terms of streaming. With only one game, you can take a shot on anyone, but there's just not that many appealing players. Thunder at Portland tips off in about half an hour. For the Thunder, Hartenstein returns, Isaiah Joe returns. Cason Wallace will play. There's just nothing really. Who are we looking at here? Alex Caruso. I just managed to pick him up in a league just then. So if he's available, go and give him a look. With Lou Dort out, maybe Aaron Wiggins plays a bit more. He might be an interesting target tonight as well. Remember, they are against Portland. It's a favorable matchup. With Hartenstein back, Jay Will is probably a drop. I'm not sure Hartenstein will play typical minutes. May not need to be honest. But look, he may be limited to sort of high 20s tonight, but we'll see. Outside of those guys, there isn't really anyone. Isaiah Joe, as I said, he returns if you need threes. For the Blazers, DeAndre Ayton, he's still asleep. So Rob Williams and Donovan Klingon will soak up the center minutes, majority of them. We will assume Klingon starts. Both he and Williams, I think, are good targets tonight and probably good stash kind of targets as well. Kamara, he's rostered. Avdija, Grant, Simons, Scoot, Sharp, they're all rostered, I would assume. So he doesn't really leave anyone. Delano Banton, if you're desperate. But what do we do with Scoot? So he's been obviously talked about a lot the last little bit. But look, I've talked about him as being a hold. I am holding him where I can. We'll see how he goes tonight. Obviously, that you're not dropping him now because you're getting a free game out of him tonight. We will see what these minutes look like. Again, common sense, which is something that isn't necessarily prevalent when it comes to the Portland Trailblazers. Common sense would tell you that Scoot should start at some point and play 30-plus minutes. Don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon. And, I mean, this chopping and changing of his role and that sort of thing has to be, it has to have an impact on a player. I know they're professionals and they do what's best for the team, that sort of thing. But I don't know. Scoot, he has to be getting a little bit frustrated here. Likewise with Shaedon Sharpe, potentially. But remember, Jeremy Grant could be gone. Maybe Anthony Simons goes. Maybe DeAndre Ayton goes. We don't know. So I would be holding Scoot. I know it's been hard. Hopefully he's better tonight. We'll see. But I would be holding him where possible. One question from Matt Carmody. You have LaMelo and Nick Smith. Would I drop Nick Smith for Veet or Goga? Yes, I would. I know Nick Smith will be starting. We've seen the ups and downs. He's really just points, not much else. As long as LaMelo's healthy anyway. There might be some games where he gets you more assists, but generally speaking, it's going to be points and threes and inconsistent. We've seen, I think he had 5 points last night, 19 the game before. So it'll be up and down. Veet, for me, I mean, obviously, we still don't have an update on Jalen Johnson, which is frustrating. But Veet has been really good the last couple of weeks. Goga is questionable for tomorrow's game. So I think he was close yesterday. I would think he probably returns tomorrow and starts, as it's only been a concussion. So, yes, I probably would drop Nick Smith for both of those, or either one of those players. And then obviously it just comes down to what stats you need. Do you need points, threes, sort of some steals, assists? That's Veet. If you're after field goal percentage, rebounds, blocks, then you go for Goga. Shining Knight, thank you. I appreciate doing the show. And when it's a quick one. And I think, are the Eagles still winning? They were. It sort of looked like it was, okay, Commanders have pulled back a little bit. Are they still third? Yeah, I'd say Eagles still win, but it's a bit closer. So here's a few parts to this question. Goga or Sohan? You have Sohan, but also have Goga and Toby and Claxton on the wire. Okay, so you have Sohan and Goga, Toby and Claxton are on the wire. I'm assuming that's what you mean. So who would I rather out of Goga or Sohan? Let me just adjust this thing in the background here. So we'll pop that back up. Who would I rather, Goga or Sohan? Oh, that's a tough one. I think Sohan's role is probably a slightly safer. I know his minutes have been down a bit, but he's coming off an injury. But Goga probably has the more upside just because of he's good in blocks, solid rebounds, won't score as much, neither really hit threes, free throws. Sohan's probably better at free throws. I don't know. I might go Goga slightly. I think I go Goga slightly. So you have Sohan, but all three of those players are on the wire. Okay. Yeah, I think I'd go Goga there. Not Claxton, definitely not Claxton. Probably Tobias or Goga. I'd probably go Goga. Ryan has a question. You were offered Scotty Barnes, Malik Monk for Jay Will and Hartenstein. Should you take it? Well, it means you're taking two players on one team. Not that that's necessarily a terrible thing. So you're looking at about 88 points for about 80 points. You're getting rid of Jay Will and Hartenstein. The risk, I suppose, with Barnes is that Toronto move into a bit of a shutdown. That would be my only hesitation here. Otherwise, I'd probably go Monk and Barnes. If you're sort of prepared to take a little bit of a risk, then I think I'd probably go Barnes and Monk. Hartenstein, I mean, he's been good. Chet will come back at some point, which is going to impact Hartenstein. Yes, I mean, the Thunder, they're obviously not going to shut down or tank or anything like that, but if they're positioned well enough when we get to March, there could be games where they rest players. That I wouldn't be surprised at all. What have you got? Votes? Oh, hang on. Votes on Basketball Monster were 13-2 for Jay Will. Feels lopsided considering their month averages have been. I think you could make a case for both. Like I said, I think I'm okay with Monk and Barnes there. Just keeping in the back of your mind that Barnes could be a potential shutdown candidate at some point. But I don't. I hope that doesn't happen in Toronto because I'd like to see them get their core out on the floor. So Matt was offered that same trade in a 9-cat. You kept Barnes and Monk. Okay, interesting. You were offered the same trade. So I think go with Monk and Barnes there. All right, let's get that off the screen. We don't need that game up there anymore. All right, go and check your waivers, see if anyone's available. Enjoy the rest of the Eagles and Commanders game, and then what is it, the Bills and the Chiefs, I think. Watch a bit of the NBA as well. Should be an interesting game. So basically first versus last, so should be fun. I'll be back. I'll do a post-game show later today. Again, it'll be a very quick one. There will be a pre-game show tomorrow. Yes, I am back at work tomorrow, but I'll be able to do a pre-game show. But I'll be back later today. Thank you, everyone, for watching along. Please go and download. And even if you've watched it, go and download it and then delete the download. It all counts for us. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.